Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Peters. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Conroy. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. Henderson moves to third. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford juggles the ball. That's an error on Lansford. Whitaker moves to third. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Parrish moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball towards right. Peters catches it and throws to second to double up Parrish. The throw back to first to get Wilson, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. Burrows hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Burrows reaches second base with a double. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burrows moves to third. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball towards left. Herndon catches it and throws to home to double up Burrows. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross strikes out. One out. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Parrish strikes out. Kearney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Parrish out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo bunts towards the mound. Conroy fields it and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to second. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Kearney and he is out, Lansford applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kearney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kearney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Atherton now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herndon. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Herndon steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Herndon scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Gorman Heimuller now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon is walked intentionally. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Mitchell Page pinch hits for Tony Phillips. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Carney Lansford now playing shortstop. Bill Almon now playing second base. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Dan Meyer now playing first base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Bergmeier pinch runs for Jeff Burrows. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bergmeier moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 3 in the game. Almon strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Davy Lopez pinch hits for Bob Kearney. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bergmeier scores. Lansford moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Dan Meyer. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Lopez moves to second. Doug Baer now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland, Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.